We are talking about SDG and African youth. So that's the issue really we want to see clearly. Like, we end the MDGs and what the African youth done, how was the level of the involvement. So that's why at the SDG, we really want to take the lead and see how we can achieve this goal and make it difference than the MDGs, where we still have this issue of poverty, gender, health, and all the rest of the objectives.
So what do you think are the most important aspects of the SDGs to Chad?
I think the most important is firstly the peace and security, because without peace and security, we cannot talk about the rest of the objective, because it's development, and you cannot have the development without the stability of the country. So that's why for us, it will be more important to set up all the politics at the same level that peace, security, with youth, with women, with all the stakeholders together. Then after that, we can talk about how we can achieve the food insecurity, we can create the job, getting to school, health, and the rest of the objective.
How receptive do you think the people of Chad will be to the SDGs and the changes that come with them?
I think it depends. They are not taking like all the objective at the same level. There is the most important for us, as I said, the security first. Then they said, okay, the reduction of the poverty for us is how to get access to the food first. Because when your stomach is empty, you cannot think about going to school. Then after that, how we can send the children to school and how we can get the health. And they can take and combine all the rest of the objective, but level by level. But hopefully, some of them can be combined at the same time, like health and food. And we can take also education in the job creations.
So as for job creation, how important do you think that is in Chad?
There is a low level of the job, because at the administration you have many people, many youths who have the degree, but they cannot access to the job because there is not. Then they cannot get payment. So they convert to do other things. Then that is not encouraging the other youth to go to school. They say, like, I know that my brother have a master and what he's doing. He do not have job. He do not get paid. So is it important for me to go to school? Then he say, oh, maybe I can go to do a business somewhere to sell something. So then finally you got loose for the next generation of the leaders and of the administrations, then it's not put the balance for the development.